This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Start to a day, end it to a week. That sounds a little romantic, Jennifer, doesn't it? It's the start of another day for many people. So you'll have a good morning. Friday, the 7th of September. Today is a day for a lot of people. Most of us, I think, to a certain extent, because everybody, no matter how old you are, knows or has heard of or seems familiar with Burt Reynolds. So Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Jennifer Horn. Jennifer, you get to lead off.
That's what's trending. Burt Reynolds, who first strutted onto the screen more than half a century ago, died on Thursday. He was 82, and I think people knew him because he was first very handsome. He was a sex symbol for sure during the 70s, Smokey and the Bandits, Boogie Nights. He passed away on Thursday at his estate in Martin County, Florida. He was having cardiac arrest. He was having shortness of breath. They called the paramedics, but that was a little bit too late. And I don't know. I think it's hard to find someone who maybe wasn't touched by something that Burt Reynolds had done. He was one of those superstars that sort of span generations. So even people my age, younger, and certainly people older came to love Burt Reynolds. He was known for Deliverance back in 1972. And, of course, there was a lot of interest in his life. He was married to Lonnie Anderson, had a lot of famous marriages. I think probably for me, it was some of his later work, Boogie Nights, of course. SNL wouldn't have done the Celebrity Jeopardy routine had it not been for Burt Reynolds. He was the reason that they even started that on Saturday Night Live. So, just one of those iconic stars. And I think everybody was a little surprised. Burt Reynolds, of course, was getting older, but I think a surprise, at least to me. I didn't know that he was sick or suffering.
He's been a lot of focus on his looks. He'd had a lot of work done on himself, and that was cause for, I don't know, alarm. It was cause for concern or cause for conversation anyway. The work wasn't done well, so he didn't look well, and he lost a lot of weight. The last 4 or 5 years, there's been speculation about him and his health, as there has been about his well-being financially. There are plenty of times in his life. He's one of those people that seesawed up and down. I get a kick out of people referring to his place as an estate in Jupiter, Florida. He lost pretty much everything because he was a spendthrift, it would seem, or he invested in some things that were dicey. But he took it all kind of in stride. He had a time, I don't know, about 10, 15 years ago, maybe some of you remember when he had an auction at his place. He sold everything pretty much he had because he didn't have any money. And he's been around doing I love the word iconic for Reynolds. The word iconic is good. People who live a tough life, I don't think he's, you know, there were times when he had rumors, or there were rumors of him using a lot of alcohol, some drugs. I'm not sure. That stuff never really stuck to him. He lived in the same community where he died. He came from Palm Beach County. He was the first one to appear in that magazine for men. It was Playgirl, Playboy and Playgirl. He was naked.
It was Cosmo.
He was out before that. He was in a magazine called Playgirl. Had his hands on his crotch. That was Sunday. But he was a very interesting guy. I only came across him once in my life, it was down in Florida when I was working in Florida. I would have described him more than anything else as a person of energy. He had lots and lots of energy. And so for that reason, and because of the way he lived his life, I thought it was interesting. Sally Field was the first one up on everybody's list. What did you think about his passing? Because they were very, very close. After smoking the Bandit, they had an affair that lasted a number of years. She said, there are times in your life that are so indelible. They never fade away. They stay alive, even 40 years later. My years with Bert never leave my mind. He'll be in my history and my heart as long as I live. Rest, buddy. Lonnie Anderson was his wife for a while, and he had a child with him. The child's name is Quentin. She wrote, Quentin and I are extremely touched by the tremendous outpouring of love and support from friends and family through the world. Bert was a wonderful director and actor. He was a big part of my life for 12 years, and Quentin's loving father for 30. We'll miss him and his great laugh. Arnold Schwarzenegger wrote on Twitter, Burt Reynolds was one of my heroes. He was a trailblazer. He showed the way to transition from being an athlete to being the highest paid actor, and he always inspired me. He always had a great sense of humor. Check out his Tonight Show clips. I think those are that. when I saw that, I thought, yeah, there's some really, really funny things there. You talk about SNL. But he had a great relationship with Johnny Carson. Carson loved to have him on. And he was they were just the two of them when they got together. That's great television, actually. He also starred with Dolly Parton a couple of times in movies. And she says, quote, how sad I am today with Bert's millions of fans around the world as we mourn one of our favorite leading men. I know we will always remember his funny laugh, mischievous sparkle in his eyes, and his quirky sense of humor. You'll always be my favorite sheriff. Rest in peace, my buddy. I will always love you. So there's that, and there's some. It's sort of a passing. He was in a couple of movies with Sylvester Stallone. There's all this bunch that were all friends. So Stallone, right? Sad day, my friend Bert. I remember him back in 1979. He always reminded me that I should have cast him as Colonel Troutman in First Blood. I said, that's impossible because you're too expensive and too famous, probably tougher than Rambo. He had a great sense of humor, and I enjoyed his company.
He was on last year. He was promoting his movie, The Last Movie Star, which... I don't know if you've seen it. It was an indie flick, but he's so good in it. It is such a delightful movie. And he was promoting it on Andy Cohen's talk show, and the list of roles that he turned down is astounding.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
He was supposed to be James Bond. Like, the list went on and on, and he had a great sense of humor about it. Andy Cohen just kept saying, how did you turn this down? He was like, I'm so stupid. He really regretted turning down a lot of those roles.
Yeah.
He was the highest paid actor in Hollywood at one time.
For a long time. Yep.
Yeah. He
all the money.
Yeah, I think he filed for bankruptcy more than once, personal bankruptcy. He was also supposed to be in the new Tarantino Manson Murders movie. He was cast in it, but he hadn't started shooting yet, so they'll recast that. But he's got a lot of stuff in the can that's supposed to come out next year, so we'll be seeing a lot more of him. It's just, you know, really sad.
He loved to go on television programs, promote himself. He's on Larry King a lot. I remember that. I also remember when I met him, it was obvious, but you could see it even if you never saw him personally. He had horrible toupees for most of his adult life. He didn't have any hair, and he wore these just awful rugs. In Smokey and the Bandit, when he took them, most of the time he wore the hats because he didn't like wearing toupees, so he didn't have any hair. But the hat took care of that problem. He had a group of friends, not unlike John Wayne and other very, very accomplished actors who were in a lot of the movies with him. And Dom DeLuise was one of them, and those guys. Most of the Smokey and the Bandit, there was most people don't know this. There was actually no script for the Smokey and the Bandit movies. They just came up with ideas, and they just followed through and shot them. And most of the stuff was done in one take. There was an interview once that was done with Jackie Gleason, who was the sheriff And the stuff that they talked about, the way, and Jerry Reed was another one, who was, he and Burt Reynolds were great friends. And he did these movies, just, they all just went, you know, they took a trip and they had a good time. And some of the outtakes of the movies are hysterical. Now, the movies are funny, but the outtakes are hysterical. And it was Reynolds' idea just to have his buddies get together. And, you know, that's where the road trip came from. It was just really a lot of fun. And he was seemingly was a lot of fun. And so I think the last 10 years or so, he's had compromised health. So, but you look at the last movie star promo, and he doesn't look bad. You know, once again, he's got a horrible hairpiece,
yeah.
But...
He looked thin. You're thin. Lost weight. Yeah. He didn't look great, but he in the movie, you kind of you move beyond that quickly because he's so good in it. And it kind of makes you wonder why he didn't take on more serious roles.
Yeah.
Well, he said he liked to have fun.
In
that
real
was
life,
one of his quotes about how he picked his
right.
roles.
Yeah. He just wanted to screw around.
Yeah.
And so that's what he did. So... Also, in the passing department, the founder of Amway, Richard DeVos, has passed away at the age of 92. So is it his wife or his daughter who's the Secretary of
Daughter-in-law.
Education? Daughter-in-law. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So I don't follow that too much because there's so much, every time you mention her name, there's like a cloud that comes out. So anyway, the bottom line is that we have... worked our way through a lot of the stuff, but I think the conversation about Burt Reynolds will stay with us for quite a while because he was quite the character in no small way. Bigger than life, as some people say. If you're not getting enough rest, if you're not getting enough good sleep, restless nights, you fall out of... Anybody, actually, I was thinking about this, falling out of bed. Everybody talks, you know, we think about falling out of bed when we were kids. I once fell out of bed as an adult, and sometimes I sleep close to the edge of the bed, and it's not necessarily that you are not getting a good night's rest, but it ends a good night many times where people can't get back to sleep. So, let's see if we can fix that problem, the problem of not having enough good rest because you don't have a good mattress, you don't have a good pillow, your sheets are no good, all of those things. If you don't get a good night's rest, your life will be miserable, miserable, miserable. So let's start with a pillow. My Pillow, made with 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable, and that fill inside that Mike Lindell perfected is what makes you able to kind of maneuver the pillow around, neck and head in a cradle, feels great, you'll sleep well. 10-year warranty with it, 60-day guarantee, so if you don't like it, you can send it back. That 2 months you got to try the thing out. So here's a deal to start you thinking about buying. If you've never bought a MyPillow, buy one of them, and you get one free. That's a start, right? You order one MyPillow, you get the second one absolutely free. Just visit MyPillow.com. Come on, face it. You know, you've heard the story. The ads are everywhere. The conversation is replete with lots of great praise for MyPillow. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Two of the world's most comfortable pillows, two of the world's most popular pillows for half the price. Don't have a bad night's rest. Get on it right now. Buy it now at MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
Stop by Lowe's for everything you need to prepare for an entertaining fall. Give your deck or porch a fresh look and outstanding protection from the elements with the best selection of trusted stain brands from Cabot, Valspar, and Thompson's Water Seal, only at Lowe's. Plus, update your old appliances now and get up to 40% off appliance special values. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Appliance offer valid through September 12th. While supplies last, see store for details, U.S. only.
Healthcare. Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made
such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Stuff here. Paul McCartney in the musical spotlight now on the DJV show. Jennifer and Victoria, Kara and I, and you, and joining our minds together and our ears together as we listen to Come On To Me. It's been a busy month for McCartney. After announcing a new tour for next year, he went to New York to continue the promotion of his sixth studio album, Egypt Station, surprising fans with the news of a secret show in the city, which is actually taking place today, a secret New York City show tonight. So it's not a secret anymore, I guess, Victoria.
Well, the right? Location still is. No one knows where it's going to be, yeah.
Ah, McCartney went on social media to announce the surprise concert for some lucky New Yorkers, which falls on the same day of the release of the album. Along with this news, he shared his own customized Egypt Station Metro cards. Maybe they'll have it in the subway.
You know, it could be at Grand Central, which would be wild. Yeah. But it could be. Yep.
Yeah. I think this is clever. I like this.
Because obviously some station is involved.
Yeah,
so
right.
I doubt it's Penn Station, because that's
Penn Station
dump.
Doesn't have enough room, really.
Yeah,
that big. If you go into Grand Central Station, it's this big, huge, open facility. You could be up on one of the...
one of the balconies up
balconies,
there, yeah.
Yeah, right. But to do it at Penn Station, that is not... I think you're right about that. The location... So is something people will speculate on all day today. It's going to be on his YouTube channel at 8 o'clock tonight. He'll be performing Beatles, Wings, and solo classics, along with some tracks from his new album, which is pretty much what he does whenever he's in concert, I think. So let's...
I think it's really cool that he's live streaming it so everyone can see it. I love that.
Yeah. So if you're a New Yorker or you go in and out of New York a lot, you can purchase these McCartney Metro cards at Grand Central Station, available at larger vending machines. And I think you're talking about...
Grand Central Station. If the weather is good, I can see them having it outside. There's a big that, you know, when you Grand Central Station, there's that roadway that you drive around the MetLife building that's above, mm-hmm. What was that, 42nd Street?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see them closing the road down and them having a concert up there. Yeah, the city
or
of New York would do that.
Yeah, yeah. Or it could be in Grand Central Station. There, it used to be a bar called the Campbell Apartment, and it was actually a residence for who was it? I think it was FDR. And there's a secret compartment underneath Grand Central where his car, because they, you know, he couldn't walk, and so they didn't ever want people seeing that. So his car would go underground on a track, and then he would get lifted into Grand Central. It's a really cool little area. So it was a bar for a while, but maybe that would be the right place too.
Also involved in this event, Lyft. You can the code Paul NYC can be used for a chance to score a ticket to tonight's show. McCartney appeared as the musical guest on Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show last night as part of the promotion. That must have been wild. Wow. That would have been a take and a half. Also, in the new single department, the new music department, Avril Lavigne has announced through her website she'll release her first single in years, Head Above Water. That'll be the 19th, which is about a week from next Wednesday. She wrote a letter to fans revealing that her five-year absence has been fighting Lyme disease. It was a turn her struggle into a powerful body of music. She wrote that she'd been in bed for quite a long time. She felt like she was dying. She said, quote, I'd accepted death and could feel my body shutting down. I felt like I was drowning, like I was going underwater, and I just needed to come up for air. So that's an interesting revelation. A new single from Avril Lavigne out today as well. A lot of musical news. 28 past the hour here.
Environment shapes lives. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The environment plays a role in how we develop. Don't think so? Try sitting in a dirty prison cell in solitary confinement for a week. Think it will have an effect on you? How about going to a posh vacation spot for the same amount of time? Although we are a combination of genetics and environment, there's certainly no doubt that the environment plays a huge role in how we experience the world. So, be mindful of the environment around you. Be mindful of the music you listen to, the visual stimuli that bombard your eyesight most frequently, and the people you listen to and are around the most. Because the environment you live in is playing a role in shaping how you experience and live your life. For more awareness about the world around you, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Beds now only $899, plus special financing available ends Sunday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest act of resistance is the op-ed published in the failing New York Times.
President Trump also saying a senior official in his administration who wrote the scathing op-ed piece might have committed treason. He brings it up during a rally in Billings, Montana last night, as we hear from correspondent Robin Walensky.
President Trump going on to tell the crowd in Montana the deep state threatening our country.
Unelected deep state operatives who defy the voters to push their own secret agendas are truly a threat to democracy itself.
The president calling on the newspaper to out who this person is.
Twitter now permanently suspending InfoWars founder Alex Jones from that platform. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We love being on the air, on the radio. It's Friday, and you're welcome to the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keevan. Hoping you'll have a wonderful day, good day. Kara Schillen is aptly at the controls in our studio in Washington, and we continue bringing you stories and conversation about what's going on in the world from our perspective, and you certainly can join with your perspective on things. It's at all of us. No, Twitter and Instagram, not at all of us. At Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. So I have a note from somebody that came through the channels yesterday that I'll get to after Victoria brings us up to date on another trending item.
Well, we might be hearing the name Johnny Bobbitt Jr. a lot this weekend in the news. He is a homeless Philadelphia ex-Marine, and you may remember the story. He had $20 left to his name. He lives near a highway on the streets outside of Philadelphia. And when a girl ran out of gas and was stranded, and he gave her his last $20 so she could get gas and get home. So she started a GoFundMe account for him, and the outpouring was incredible. The response was amazing. 14,000 people immediately donated over $400,000 to get him off the street into an apartment, and he has a drug addiction problem, so into a rehab facility. But then the money never got to him, and this has been one of those cases of where does your money really go when you send it to a GoFundMe account? Well, now Johnny Bobbitt Jr. has a lawyer, and they've won a pretty big portion of this case. The couple, it turns out, was hoarding the money, and they gave him about $20,000 of the $400,000, but then police were issued a search warrant, and they went all through their house, and they have not announced yet what they found, but this couple, the husband of the couple, has now kind of been pretty vocal about why they haven't given the money over. He said that they didn't want to give it to him because he was a drug addict and that it was basically, you know, just signing his death warrant. They're trying to claim that they were doing it out of concern for him, but they tried to raise $20,000 and they made $400,000 out of it, so I'd imagine that might be kind of tempting. So now the judge who's been hearing this case back and forth says that she no longer wants to hear from attorneys. She wants this couple in the courtroom so that they can answer specific questions as to what happened with this money and why they did not turn it over. GoFundMe, the company, has gotten involved, and they said that they ran their own investigation and that the money will now start to be paid to Johnny Bobbitt Jr. and that he will be entering an inpatient treatment center for drug addiction, and the money will, his lawyer says the money will be used to get him set up in an apartment and get him off the street. But this case is still developing, so we're probably going to hear some more about it.
Like, okay, let's break this down a little, can we? I listened with eagerness because I don't know the story. I hadn't heard about this before.
We talked about it on the air, but it was a while ago when it happened. Oh, yeah.
Well, if we did, I don't remember the nuance, but I know that these things, the issuing of my GoFundMe accounts are something that it's like automatically we think, because we're so generous, most of us, okay, let's give our money because there's energy behind the request. Yeah, this sounds like a fabulous way to help somebody out. And so you put it in an account, and then do you ever think again, what happened to my money? And the answer to that question for most people is no.
Right.
They don't. Do you assume, as most of us who have good intentions and goodwill, you assume that that money is going to go someplace or to someone that is a vet. In this case, whatever is the problem with the individual or whatever the exercise is to help the entity. And so here's this is darkness, I think, Victoria. There's a darkness here. Yeah, it's turning out better, but.
Well,
I don't know. It troubles me to hear this kind of story. Right? It's
of
troubling.
Course. And, you know, they had a court order that they ignored. They were supposed to hand over the money to him or to his attorney. They ignored that. And by just saying that, we're wary of giving him the money until he secures a job and gets off drugs, well, that's not up to you. You know, like you, and that's not how GoFundMe works as a company. So it just, I don't know. It seems the fact that they had a search warrant done, executed in their house, it seems like there's something else going on here. And, you know, maybe they're hiding the money. I don't know. I think the judge wants to get some real answers as to what happened to the money. Where is it physically now?
Well, it does, though. It sort of raises the flag. Be aware. Be careful. And whether it slows down and people hear these stories, do they say, next time something comes up, no, I don't think I want to.
I hope not, because I think more cases, there are so many GoFundMe accounts, and you don't really hear negative things that often. So in this case, this is clearly their wrongdoing. But I think in most cases, I think it turns out okay, and the money goes to where it needs to go to.
Let's hope so. Yep. All right. Any other comments, ladies? Are we all set to move on into celebrating today as National Beer Lover Day?
I love Beer Lover Day. It's just that you have to go through all that when it was supposed to be raised for the right reasons.
Right.
Tell me about beer.
Beer. and the process of brewing beer may predate your current understanding of beer history. Crafting of beer carries a lot of tradition. For some, has required years of training to work it through, understand how it's done, the method of brewing beer, the grains that go into it, the flavors that are changing. We have blueberry beer at the new. We have a brewery here in Framingham run by three young brothers, and they've come out with all kinds of stuff. And they've
Why do I feel like that could actually bring you into the beer world is blueberry beer?
I've tasted it, and it's not bad. I just don't like the beer part of it.
You like the blueberries, not the beer.
Yeah, I like the blueberries. I don't like the beer part of it. But anyway, this is a craft that is something people work long and hard at. These three brothers studied this stuff for a long time, and now they're making really good beer, as there are how many? There are hundreds of these breweries now in almost every medium size or large. Say, how many breweries do you think there are in New York, for example, Victoria? These small little places. Well, they seem to grow.
There are some in Brooklyn. I don't know of any in Manhattan that are actual breweries, but there are a bunch of them in Brooklyn now.
I remember going to Samuel Adams Brewery when the guy was just getting started. He invited me to come. I did a radio program.
Back when Sam Adams was alive? I didn't know.
No, it wasn't Sam Adams, but he used, it's a Boston-based beer, and he used that name for whatever the reason. And I think today it's still a pretty highly respected, regarded, and often requested beer, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
Samuel Adams beer?
Absolutely.
Is the nuance of it. British researchers found the more drinks people consume, the more attractive they find themselves. Okay. What about wine? Isn't that the case with wine, wouldn't you say, Jennifer?
They're called beer goggles, but the more you drink any alcohol, beer, wine,
beer
anything.
Beer goggles.
Yeah.
Wow. Beer goggles. I love that. That's very, okay. Beer goggles. Thank you.
You've never
beer
heard
goggles
that?
Make everybody
never
pretty.
Heard that.
You've
no,
never
no.
heard that?
No.
Serious? Oh, no. Yeah. Gosh.
Well,
you need to get you out more.
Yeah, I've had the business, the connection.
Well, he's never had beer goggles
me
on.
And beer.
So.
No, I haven't. And remember all the stuff in my history, going back to my mother being an alcoholic, what she drank was Miller beer. Mm. There were cases of Miller beer all over the place. And I remember tasting it and thinking, oh, this stuff is terrible. And it's probably good I didn't go down that road. Anyway, so those of you who are beer lovers, today is your day, and you can drink to that. Meanwhile, Jennifer puts on her television goggles, puts the beer goggles down, and has an overview of what's on tonight, maybe a few tidbits for the weekend. Jen, what say you?
Well, the big story tonight is the Stand Up to Cancer special. It's going to be on every single network, every single broadcast network. It'll be on CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox. It's also going to be on a lot of cable networks. This is going to be a big star-studded event. Stevie Wonder will be there, Little Big Town, Charlie Wilson. They'll all perform. And it's all set up to fundraise with the entertainment community to raise money for new research and new treatments for cancer. So that'll be the big story tonight on all the networks and even some of the cable networks. Also tonight, TKO, Total Knockout, will be new on CBS at 9. Stand Up to Cancer's on at 8, by the way. On ABC, you'll have What Would You Do? That's at 9 o'clock, followed by a new episode of 2020. NBC will have a new Dateline, NBC. And on...
I wonder about if they have so made those programs, both 2020 and 48 Hours and whatever the other one is called on NBC, it's almost like they're so contrived. They try to come up with something, and it's usually about some derelict and stories around the derelicts. Who watches that crap?
I feel like Dateline, and I know this is not accurate at all,
but in my mind,
Dateline is all about couples fighting on cruise ships, and one of them goes overboard.
I feel like they're always investigating some kind of murder, right?
Yeah.
Tonight's will be no different. So they're going to be looking at a girl who was bullied who's trying to get over it.
I know a ton of people who watch that, though. It's like the same as all the true crime shows that are out now, like the Jinx and stuff. There's an obsession with that. People love
it. They're actually really popular. You're home on Friday night. What else are you going to do?
What else are you going to do?
Yeah.
Drink a beer and watch Dateline.
Right.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry for you if that's all you got to do on Friday night. Sorry. All right, Jen, what else do you have? Is that it?
That's it. CW has new Masters of Illusion at 9 o'clock.
All right. So here's an email it was a communication from Brenda Clark. I think you even talked to her on the phone, Kara. Didn't she get so wound up about this that she called you when we were talking about marrying a Catholic? And she says, your hosts were, she actually sent this note to Rich. Rich McFadden, who's the operation director at our mothership, Radio America. Your hosts were discussing marrying a Catholic, and they erroneously stated that you had to become a Catholic to marry a Catholic and or to marry in the church. Nonsense! That is not true.
What?
A Catholic can marry anyone they want, and anyone can marry a Catholic without converting. They can choose to marry in the church in full standing. The Catholic spouse receives the beautiful sacrament of matrimony. No one is forced to be Catholic.
Wait, Brenda. We got to talk
Brenda's,
about this.
Brenda's not accurate on this one, because my parents, my mom had to convert. I think maybe it's different
in my parish.
Yeah, maybe every parish is different. But the priest in our town, in Spring Lake, New Jersey, which is a very, very Catholic town, the priest would not marry my parents until my mom converted to Catholicism. She was Episcopalian. So that was the rule. It's still the rule. My cousin just got married in the same church last year. Her husband had to convert as well. So Brenda,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Not names. But I just interviewed the retired auxiliary bishop of San Bernardino last night.
Look at you, fancy night out.
So, you know, there's that.
I also think there's some confusion, because I don't think any of us said that you have to be Catholic to marry a Catholic.
It's just if you want to be married in the church.
But, yeah.
Right. In the church, yes.
How did this woman sound when she called you, Kara?
She was angry.
No, she was fine. It's not like she was super angry. Yes, she was just explaining it. But I think we all have different opinions on it. I think it really depends where you are. I'm sure there are plenty of churches where you don't have to be Catholic. I know plenty of people who have had to take classes in order to get married in a Catholic church.
Well, and also I think the sacraments, again, this is a stretch because it's been a while since I've been in Catholic school. But I think your sacraments actually have to build, right? I mean, don't you have to...
I don't know.
Well,
don't
to
know
go through that. Marriage, you go through catechism class, or to convert to Catholicism, which then you're given your reconciliation, your first communion, and I believe confirmation kind of gets rolled in there as part of that. I don't know.
Yeah, well, my mom had gone to Catholic school, so she said she kind of breezed through that part of it. She knew all of this, basically what she needed to do. But Rich McFadden said yesterday he's Episcopalian, his wife is Catholic, and I don't know where they got married, but he did not have to convert. So
in Vegas.
They got married the second time in Vegas. The first time they got married, it was on a lake, his mother's backyard.
Okay, so it wasn't in the church then.
No,
so
not
maybe that's the difference. If you're in the Catholic church, you have to convert.
Well, that's what we said yesterday. If you're married in any other venue, then it's not like they're going to force you to become
Catholic.
And what is also true is a priest will only marry you in the Catholic church. You can't get married.
I remember that it was a September day.
That's true. Yep, Catholic.
I remember going, I drove Janet to the church. Janet is his wife. So I was much a participant in this. And I'm remembering going to the church and then going to the shore. And then them going to Las Vegas after that. Everybody's got an interpretation. As you said, it just depends a lot on where you are and
whoever the residing priest is, too. In my town, the church is very old school, and it's not a modern take on Catholicism, so that's probably why my parents ran into that sort of dilemma.
See, and I don't know if it's by parish. I think that's a Catholic rule.
I always thought it was, but...
Yeah.
10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Now 53 after the hour, and it is our job in this moment, at this time every week, to go through the top five technology-related stories, the top five that will affect you or have affected you. Victoria Keelan is here to do that. We'll start with number five on our way to number one, with a focus on something new from Instagram.
Yep, Instagram is working on a new standalone app dedicated to shopping. Now, Instagram has been tempting users for a while now with all kinds of targeted ads, and you can shop right through the Instagram app. And so now, with all of those businesses, all 25 million retail businesses are on Instagram, so now they'll have their own new shopping app, and you can just go, they haven't named it yet, and they have not announced when it will be released. But it's pretty much going to be a surefire thing. And the way people are shopping on Instagram, this just makes nothing but sense. And so it's the a lot of critics are saying that, or tech experts are saying that this is the right move for Instagram. And it's just the next evolution for them to step into the e-commerce area. And they have lots of advertisers on Instagram now. So all of that will be rolled into this new standalone app. Right now they're calling it IG Shopping, but it may change from that.
Okay. Number four on our way to number one is a focus on something happening at Microsoft this week.
Microsoft owns Skype, which is something I didn't even know until this week.
Yeah.
I don't know when they bought Skype. It started as an independent app a long time ago, but so Microsoft bought it at some point. And if you are a Skype user, which a lot of people use Skype for business meetings, conference calls, things like that, beyond just personal use, you may have noticed that it started to look a little wonky, and it's kind of the design change to make it look more like Snapchat. it did not go over well. So Microsoft announced this week they are changing Skype yet again, and it will probably look more like the original design. So it will be fewer buttons, it'll be more user-friendly, and the mobile app, turns out, is not popular for Skype. People really prefer to use Skype on their desktop, so that's another thing Microsoft is going to tweak.
All right. Number three, going up the list to the big timers, Google and their Chrome has something new for you.
Yep, Google did a whole new design on Chrome, and which is, of course, their internet search engine. And so one of the new big features is improved password managing. And this is really important. On if you have Safari, if you're a Mac user, Safari is the internet browser, and they automatically generate passwords for you that are very long and complicated, but it gets saved into your keychain automatically. So Google took a note from Apple, and now Google Chrome will be doing the same thing for you. They really are trying to force people to stop using the same password for every account, because if someone hacks into you and they get one password, the first thing they do is they try that password out for every other account that's linked to your name. And if you are like most people and you use the same password over and over, that gives them access to however many times you've used that password. So if it's your bank accounts have the same password as your Netflix account, you're in bad shape. So Google Chrome really wants people to get away from that, and they'll be managing it for you. As of right now, the only thing they can't do is third-party passwords. So if you use Google Chrome to watch Netflix, they won't be able to save a Netflix password for you, but they do stress that you still should have a unique password for everything that you use.
You can watch your account being drained on Netflix. There's the way you handle that. Number two, Twitter. And their CEO testifying, what did he say?
Yeah, CEO Jack Dorsey has finally gone to Congress after numerous invitations that he turned down. He personally did not go, but he had sent lawyers and some other lower-level Twitter executives. And now he finally went by himself, and Congress had lots of questions for him about data misuse, Russian election interference, hate speech, things like that. And Jack Dorsey said, we're going to do our best to make sure we catch everything, and we inform people as it affects them, but we're not going to catch everything. So he also said that Twitter does not have a politically biased algorithm, and when he actually analyzed all of the senators who were interviewing him, he analyzed all of their Twitter data, and it turns out Democrats tweet more than Republicans, and followers of Democrats retweet more. So it's not a bias, it's actually just a matter of who uses Twitter more. So it was kind of interesting.
All right, number one quickly.
And California this week has legislature to approve a bill that's being called the strongest net neutrality law in the country. It heads to the governor's desk, and if it's signed into law, then it will basically revert back to the Obama administration's guidelines for net neutrality. No one can throttle your data, and everyone has to have the same speed.
All right, there it is. Top five items for this week, reported by Victoria Keelan here. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.